Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dusk Live. I am your host, Teddy J. It is Hump Day After Dusk. You know that's how we do it every Wednesday on the show. We bring you a special Hump Day, and that's every Hump Day. I remind you that if you're going to hump somebody, make sure that you hump them responsibly. Let me say it one more time. Hump them responsibly. Now, as far as, man, we got a lot coming up today, man. It's about to be bananas. First of all, I have a special co-host who's going to show me here in a bit. And today's show is the Bad Edition, in which this is basically to celebrate the life of the king of pop himself, Michael Jackson. And we'll be doing this through his music and his personal memory. So we are just doing a whole lot to show love to him. So big up to my co-host, special co-host today, Mr. Child, Mr. Tim Brown. And y'all can check him out on Twitter at QRinthians. That's QUERINTHIANS. And this dude is doing a whole lot of stuff. He's been doing acting, some commercials, and he's very good about giving back to the community. It's a whole lot of stuff, and I've known him since I'm high school, so I'm definitely great to see us both doing that in the entertainment industry. So, comes on, you know, definitely give him a warm welcome. But, you know, like I said, today's show, it's not only to share our personal memories and whatnot, it'd be also to play some of his music. So we have today's songs that we're going to highlight from this definitely great legend is Michael Jackson's Bad and Michael Jackson's Remember the Time. And, man, this dude, it's just like every, you know, y'all pretty much know me, like every y'all pretty much did a show here on his birthday or have done it on, you know, on the anniversary of his passing. And, you know, it definitely did touch me because, you know, as I've continually said over and over and over again, like I really wanted to get a chance to interview this dude, and I never had a chance to do it. I remember the day he died, I still remember me being sad because I know I wouldn't be able to get a chance to, you know, interview him. So it hurt my heart to see, because, you know, most of the interviews that he, just pretty much the last couple of interviews that he went out with before he passed were very negative. And the thing is, what y'all know about me on this show is that I try to focus on the good, man. You know, people will tell their story. Let people tell the other subparts of the stories that they want. And usually, because people feel comfortable, they will tell you that stuff. So I understand, man, this dude didn't really get a fair chance to go out in style. Now, all these people, you know, like trying to show them love or whatnot now, that were definitely talking down on them. But, you know, it's too late now. Why do we have to wait till a person is gone to make this happen? All right, so that being said, we're going to play one of the songs now. Since this is the Bad Edition of Hump Day After Dusk, we're going to start off with Bad, Michael Jackson Bad. We'll be right back on Life After Dusk Live, your boy, Teddy J. Let's go.
Dream what you're about, and it's inside within.
All right, we're back in the building on Life Ain't Just Live. Your boy Ceddie J, and that was Michael Jackson Bad. You know I'm bad, I'm bad. Man, all I do is just run around and say chum on. But man, definitely, man. Like, today's show is the Hump Day After Dust Bad edition, where we definitely showing love to help celebrate the life of the king of pop himself, Michael Jackson. Of course, today is his birthday, so that's why we chose to do the show on today. So just definitely glad to big him up. And so like I said before, like some people are just the fake fans that wait till people are gone, man. Why y'all wait to listen to their music and be supporters after they have left the earth? It's just weird. But anyways, man, going maybe to some more about MJ. Some other memories, man. You know, a lot of people always see me. I'm one of those people that I'm a tall guy. I'm a tall, big dude. So, it's always crazy, when you're going out somewhere and, people, everyone's always being stiff or whatnot. And, everybody thinks that these people who can dance are the people who are extra slim and short and whatnot. So, it's always crazy. Like if you're a guy of my size, you got to come with it. Like you can't fall short at all. So that's one thing I can say about myself, that I definitely try to come with it. Like I have to have a good time and I'm doing whatever. And that's the thing people got to understand. Like you got to be able to. I say this all the time. I just talked about this on Monday show, and you got to dance like nobody's watching, because when you think of it in that terms, you won't trip, man. You can just be comfortable in being yourself. So I'm just glad for all the people that's running around and definitely, just being themselves all the time. Now, some other stuff, like as far as like going into more of the dance, like I'm one of the people, I have Michael Jackson song, come on, I'm going to act a fool and I don't care. Like pretty much anybody, like goes to that phase, like they hear Michael Jackson come on, it's hard not to get crunk and start dancing around. But, of course, there's always those people who it's like somebody's really a stiff when Michael Jackson music comes on and they can just still sit there and just be too chill, then that it's like, man, this person, you can't shake this person. Because some people, they look at me, I'm moonwalking across the floor and doing the Thriller dance and all that stuff, and they look at me like, man, who's this dude over here doing all these crazy dance, hey, sit down somewhere. They always give you that look. And the thing is, people, at the end of the day, just be yourself. I can't stress that enough. And if you're everywhere you don't feel you can be yourself, don't be there. Simple as that. And that's the thing, man. Like, I can't stress that enough to people, that you have to be comfortable in your own skin. Now, speaking of that as well, on Monday, We have a lot of great stuff going on. Of course, Monday is my birthday, and it's Labor Day, and it is the season premiere of Better Radio, and they have a new segment that they're introducing on this premiere episode, which is calling they ass up, and basically it's a segment where they're going to be calling every week. They're going to be calling people out. Except this show, they're going to be doing it the whole time. So, man, y'all got to check out the show every week to see who just might get called out. So you can check it out at blogtalkradio.com/chef, like the person, like people that cook, and CC. Let us see. You go there and you can check out the show. And definitely follow it, man. Follow it and be able to, just definitely be able to keep up with what's going on with the show. Some more great things too. Is of course, I'll be doing my show on Monday too, and we have an artist on the Bangum Country Boys are coming through, and so we'll be chopping up with them, learning what's going on with them. They also, another one of the artists is featured on the Global Tech Mixtape Series and internationalhiphop.com. So big ups to everybody. There's always a lot of people that come from that project. That's always rocking with us over at the Dust Spot and Life at the Dust Live. So I appreciate those people always being big supporters. And shout out to Boy Scott of doing that. And starting on this coming up Monday, man, I will be announcing one of my new sponsors. I have a new sponsor that, you know, for the whole next month, he will be in attendance, definitely holding us down. For next month, he'll be my sponsor. So, y'all be on the lookout for that. Y'all will be hearing more about that starting on Monday's show. So, definitely be on the lookout for that. But let's go to another. I guess let's go ahead and go to another Michael Jackson song. And this is Remember the Time. And, you know, how can you not remember the time? As you know, that song just brings, like, so many things, like, it just invokes into your mindset of remember different memories and whatnot. The great times, hard times, just, man, a little bit of everything. And so let's go ahead and check this out now. Michael Jackson, Remember the Time, right here on Life at the Dust Live with your boy, Sadie J. Let's go. Man, Mike, be back here. Man, I don't understand how you can't get crunk. People that can't get crunk like a Jackson Mule, I don't understand. With Bruce Baker Life that does live. Of course, some of y'all just heard me singing, man. I couldn't help it. I was like, I can't help it. I got to let y'all hear. I got to let y'all hear the excitement in my voice, not hearing Michael Jackson. Well, yes, we are on the bad edition of Mom Day After Dusk, where we are celebrating the life of the king of pop himself, Michael Jackson. So, man, I had to calm myself down. I was getting a little too crunk, man. I know some of y'all like, man, this dude's doing too much. But, hey, y'all know me, man. I'm crazy as heck. So, anyways, man, let's go ahead. I'm going to some more of our memories and whatnot from MJ himself, man. Man, like, and of course, some of y'all that have gone to the episode, seen the episode pictures on here for today, you'll notice that one, the picture I have of Michael Jackson is him as the Scarecrow from The Wiz. And that's actually one of my favorite, it's one of my favorite movies of all time. You know, we've had so many freaking copies of that movie, it's ridiculous. I remember my mom, gave me the special edition one. And y'all, as soon as I got it, I opened it up and I put it straight into the DVD player. And man, that was just crazy. This is it DVD. When they had got that, I was like up the whole time doing all the moves and all that. So yeah, I mean, I'm telling y'all, man, true Michael Jackson fan. None of these fake people that decided all of a sudden that, hey, he's dead. Now I guess it's fine to support him. Like, dang, man, why do we? I cannot stress enough. We wait till people are gone to let them know what we feel about them. And that's how, you know, for me, man. You know, I can definitely say to myself in my own life, I just hope people don't do that to me. Like, if you feel a certain way about me, and I touch your life in some way, let me know, man. Stop waiting for that moment. Like, that moment is now, because tomorrow's not promised. And if I'm not here, you know, don't wait for me to not be here on earth anymore. So, I mean, that's just simple. That's simply like my whole thought process on that. But going on more into Michael Jackson and going to The Wiz and DVD and all that. Like I said, I'm one of the people, I sing all the songs. I'm like, you can win, child. You can't break even and you can't get out of the game. People keep saying. I will sing every song back to back and won't give a damn. No, I mean, of course, you know, he's on down, he's on down, he's on down the road. Come on, he's on down the road. Yeah, I mean, I'd be here all day, man. And, you know, of course, you know, when the witch dies and whatnot, and they have that song, they have the very special song, outro song for the movie. Well, it's not quite the complete outro, but it's celebrating them, the rookie witch being dead. And, man, that's the one. Can you feel a brand new day? Can you feel a brand new day? That, man, like, when I hear that, you might as well call. I must be calling number 9 or something on the radio station. Because as soon as I hear it, it's like, it's just beyond, I'm crunk beyond measure. And just can't stop me. It's like, oh, man, this dude, it could take a while to get him to stop being crunk. So, man, that's just how I feel when I hear it. Here, MJ, man, you just touched my life, man. And as far as your favorite music artist, man, like, for me, I still, at the end of the day, I just don't believe that Michael Jackson did what they accused him of. I just still, people can try to tell me otherwise, but I mean, I really can't agree with him, man. Like, I just think it's conspiracy and whatnot, and people trying to get paid, so. And it was taking advantage of the, fact that this dude really cared the kids so much, and he was just being innocent. He wasn't doing nothing to them. Like, everyone's trying to make it sound nose, and it's just so sad that these kids he's getting back to were, you know, corralled by parents or guardians or whatnot, sitting there telling them, hey, we can get some money real quick. I need you to, Michael Jackson got you in the house. I want you to pretend like he touched you or something. Like, if that was the case, you know, people, you've got to be kidding me. I just understand. We let a person go, leave on that note, man. It's horrible. So, man, definitely Michael Jackson, man, I can just tell, like I said over and over again, like he's definitely a great part of my music, my musical history, and just how I feel about music. So, definitely, you know, just happy birthday to, like, yet again, happy birthday to him. And, man, you know, still at the end of the day, his music can still always live on in me, and he didn't have to, be here. But it'd just be great if he was still here and he ended up taking those pills and all that stuff. He didn't have to go, man. Like, the stress that he had to go through. And I said, it goes again, like, the media, it's fine for the media to get both sides of the story. But when this only one side of the story seems to always be negative, I mean, when they only focus on sides of the story that's negative and that not sure if there's no good about the person at all, that's what pisses me off. So thanks to everyone who thinks that that's cool and that's what's hot in the streets. It's to ruin people's lives. Like, go ahead and pat yourself on the back because you did a great job of ruining somebody's life. So, yes, and y'all see, I get real tight behind this whole situation because there's other people, you know, people in my personal life that have impacted me every day, and I watch them, like, people wait till they're gone and start saying all this stuff, and I hate that. Like, quit waiting for these people to leave. Like, there's some people on my Facebook, I watch them, and they've had bad relationships with their parents and whatnot, and they don't want to talk to them. And then they wait till they're gone to say that they miss them and they wish they would have fessed stuff up. That's the thing. Don't hold a grudge, especially from blood with blood, man. It's so serious not to do that because, you know, like me and our family, let's say we are pretty tight, not me and family. Like, we get mad at each other, we try to dust it off to keep it moving. When it's one of those times when we try to hang on to something for so long, it would actually make us feel like crap because, man, like I tell you this all the time, there's nothing worse than to have hate feeling in your heart. That is the worst feeling in the world. It's going to hurt you more to hate the person than the action they did. It's not just being have a full black heart, on dark heart of a lot of stuff that's not feeling good anymore. So people, just, you know, don't beat yourself up to death. And see, we got about 4 minutes. And my calls were able to stop through, but I'm definitely excited to shout out to him and send some love to him and whatnot. But let y'all remind y'all next week, check out next week's shows. You know, we come on every Monday and Wednesday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that is 10 p.m. on side of things, on the all the way in Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. and then 9 p.m. in between Central and Pacific Mountain Time. So there you go. Check us out. And then anybody else from all over the world, y'all adjust y'all time zones accordingly. Man, you know, some of y'all listen to my show a lot. Like, y'all are up at like 10 a.m. I mean, up like 2 a.m. so it's a busy show. And I'm like, man, it's different when you just awake. And you just awake because but some people stay awake and they're waiting to listen to the show. Like, man, that is a straight up love. So I appreciate y'all. And if y'all can listen when you miss the show and listen to the radio archives, the big ups to y'all too, man. Without y'all, you know, it wouldn't be so cool to be able to tell people, hey, we on iTunes. So there you go. Now, before we get rolling out, go ahead and remind y'all how y'all can listen to this show, which is you can go to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ, that's CEDDY, letter J. You can also go to our Twitter. Go to our iTunes page, and on iTunes, search Life at the Dust Live, and then you can subscribe to the show for free and listen to all of our episodes. Also, check us out on Twitter, follow us on Twitter. You follow my personal Twitter page, is Ceddy J Dusk, that's CEDDY, letter J DUSK. And also, DustScott, our Twitter page, DustScott, and join the DustScott. If you're an artist, model, anywhere in the entertainment industry, or you just a Symphony fan, then join as well, man. If you're any of those people, check out DustScott.com. Just go there and sign up. It's free. It's completely free. You can do it from your phone. You can do it from your computer. I would recommend computer to you to see all the great design work. But even the mobile site is pretty great, too, so you can check that out. But, hey, as we're rolling out, we got a couple of minutes to remind y'all, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, I'll remember, where there's a J, or where there's a Q, or where there's even an MJ, there's a way. Y'all tune to another episode of Life That Does Live. It's your boy, City J. Man, I'm trying to see how I got rolling out. What's Michael Jackson's song? Yeah, I'm going to roll out with. And a British woman's in my ear, so she's trying to definitely remind me, hey, you better be out the air, man. So, hold on. Also, I see there's a couple of my birthday pictures. Shout out my girl, Chanel Beretta. She shows me a lot of love. Shout out to her, Virgo Love, another Virgo. And Virgos are doing it up, man. Big ups to Beyonce for sharing the same wonderful birthday week as me. September 3rd over here, September 4th for her. So, there y'all go, man. We're rolling on out. Let's see. We got down in the time for one more song. Okay, here we go. You Can't Win. I'm Michael Jackson. We rolling out.
You can't win. We all forget, and you only got yourself to blame. Yeah.